You're listening to an excerpt from the audiobook Feast of Flesh by Choice Cuts Deli. Narrated by yours truly, Razor After Dark. Like what you hear? You can listen to each chapter as it releases on patreon.com/choicecuts. Want to hear more of my spicy, fabulous voice? Well, you can find me at x.com/thatthirstywolf.
You definitely got a type, Alec, he mused aloud, watching the cheetah shift his paws under the heavy load, rebalancing the weight so he could nab one of his earbuds out of the equine's sauce-slick ears.
I sure do. Thick, succulent, doesn't talk back,
the cheetah growled as he fished out the second earbud, playfully dragging his claws down the strap of the heat-safe silicone gag.
Gone before the sun rises, the little goat teased.
The fuck's that supposed to mean?
Alec snapped, his forward motion coming to an abrupt halt. Vic might have meant it in a dead-by-evening sort of way, but there was certainly more than one way to take the comment. And the knowing pull to Vic's muzzle did little to placate the knot simmering in the feline's gut. Fixing a deathly glare upon his lead singer's smug face, black-tipped hairs bristling on the back of his neck,
Alec seemed ready to pursue the dig until Will put on his predator voice,
forcing the haughty cheetah to focus.
Move, cat!
Will snapped, jerking his muzzle toward the doorway.
This brisket weighs a ton!
Despite the haze of exhaustion and arousal throbbing between his thighs, the sudden shift from chill fridge to warm summer heat caused the lust-drunk horse to perk his ears. Nervously peering over the lip of the plastic bin, the chunky equine's eyes widened as he caught sight of the oversized smoker set off to the edge of the little city lot. The contest winner's complexion blanched the moment he laid eyes on the massive hog roaster, his previously pleased expression turning sunken with fear. It did not help that the flowing summer breeze caught another belch of fragrant smoke as it escaped the stovepipe, blowing it right past the horned lizard grillmaster and into the equine's terror-stricken eyes. The horse mumbled into his tight-fit gag, his reddened eyes flitting between the imposing instrument of death and the mostly disinterested band members hefting him towards his coming demise.
What's wrong, sweetmeats? Nervous?
You should be, Alec growled in response to his mewling moans.
Cold feet won't stay cold for long,
Ruff added, the exertion causing the big dog to loll his tongue out of his broad muzzle. By the time the heavy plastic tub came to rest at Soren's feet, the chestnut horse's worry had morphed into anxious squirming, his sinewy muscles testing the limits of his bonds. Perhaps he didn't realize how close he was to death. Or perhaps he never bothered to make peace with the looming fate that caused his cock to throb. Not that it mattered. With his legs and arms tucked against his body, pinioned tight with thick silicone straps, there was little chance the chubby mare boy could engineer a last-minute escape.
Oh, cutie, Alec sighed, kneeling before the meal he personally picked,
a toothsome grin crawling across the cheetah's boxy muzzle.
Did you think this was all just for fun,
Reaching out to caress his paw under the horse's gagged jaw, the big cat lapped over his chops as he stared into his victim's terrified eyes.
There's a reason you signed all that paperwork when you got here. You don't get to climb into the jaws of the beast and escape the teeth as they close. Nobody's gonna bat an eye at the bones tossed in the trash.
Soren added dismissively as he lifted the lid to the hefty iron smoker. The behemoth belching hot, white exhaust into the mid-morning air. Casting his gaze back down to their helpless victim, Soren could not help but chuff as he noticed the equine's drippy arousal, the prime cut betraying the boy's innermost feelings.
I can think of one worth keeping. I'm calling dibs on the cock.
Hey, I've had my eyes on that sausage all day.
Chef picks first,
Soren snarled, quickly losing his patience with Alex's entitlement.
I helped,
the feline spat, his courage failing as Soren leveled a spatula towards his face.
Be happy I'm saving you the rump roast,
Soren hissed, his reptilian eyes drifting their focus from Alex's face. With an audible pop, the lizard unhinged his jaw, flashing the gaping chasm of needle-sharp teeth at his bandmate.
You stuffed it more than enough today, he added, clicking his mouth back into place.
Fine, 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 fine.
You can have it, Alex sputtered, leering his head back in disgust. I hate when you fucking do that brain-dead lizard thing.
Oh, don't you start, Alec. You've been hogging the meat all day,
Ruff chuckled, savoring the spoiled feline's discomfort. Popping open his cell phone, the thick-gutted St. Bernard tapped at his screen to frame the terrified equine's sauce-smeared face.
Now quit your bitching and smile, kitty cat. We all know how much you'll love eating ass tonight.
Despite being pulled up short in front of his future meal, Alec composed himself just in time to mug for the camera, his drool-dripping fangs glistening the moment the flash popped off. After a few candid snaps, Alec growled into the chunky horse's ear, turning the pudgy equine's head to face the lens.
Come on, cutie,
Alec hissed, the flashbulb flaring like fire in his glowing feline eyes.
Let's get one good pic together.
Something to be remembered by?
When's the last time you remembered the steak you ate last night?
Soren chuckled as Ruff lined up a second, wider angle.
Never said it'd be for me,
Alec corrected, finally releasing his meal's muzzle from his grip. Motioning for Ruff's help, the cheetah added,
I'm sure he's got some friends or family who'll wonder.
The horse's panic swelled at the cruel dig, edging towards wild and frantic concern as he felt Alec and Ruff's paws slip under either side of his chest and belly. In one swift motion, the sauce-mopped equine found himself up in the air. Just as his wriggling squirms reached a fever pitch, the cum-soaked colt's body stiffened at the sight of the roiling coals that lined the bottom of the smoker. All the better for his captors. In unison, Alec and Ruff swayed the heavy horse in their paws, letting the mare boy's momentum carry him through the air and straight down onto the heavy iron barbecue. An indistinct, incomprehensible squeal filled the suburban backyard, quickly melding into the rush of sizzling, hissing meat. The band's dinner guest landed awkwardly on his side, his thick haunches twisting against their bonds and paws frantically splaying as he fought to escape the rising heat. Whatever the doomed creature was trying to say into the tight-fit gag quickly devolved into a single, incoherent cry as the rusted iron grill grate seared his flanks and midriff. Raising his head, the equine tried to crane his neck, his tear-streaked eyes going bloodshot, just in time to watch Soren reach over to maneuver him into a better position.
Easy, guys. You're gonna bruise the thing,
the grillmaster lizard grumbled, hooking his slender claws under the horse's tense thigh and hefty gut.
Come on,
Soren grunted, his tone more reminiscent of wrangling a steak than talking to a living creature. albeit the living creature certainly smelled like a steak.
There we go.
Careful not to burn himself, the horned lizard managed to right the thick horse, nestling him upon his curled limbs, right in the center of the searing iron grate. The pudgy colt almost looked comfortable, were it not for the twisted grimace contorting his gagged muzzle.
Now, you just relax and focus on coming out perfect. I'll take care of all the hard work.
And don't go passing out too quick,
meat.
Alex sneered as he watched Soren step back from the grill before the smoky air gave him a head rush.
Wouldn't want you to die before your first basting.
A final, desperate cry resonated against the old metal smoker. One last primal scream, hoping against hope that someone would stop the fantasy-turned-nightmare. It ended abruptly with a clang and a click as Soren slammed the lid shut, setting its heavy lock to ensure there would be no mishaps.
Fuck,
Vic huffed under his breath from across the yard.
They always regret it, don't they?